Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, what do you think medical intuition means? what does that mean? Is it a medical practice? Are people who are medical intuitives, are we doctors? Well, we're not, and we're going to find out why we call it medical intuition and how helpful it might be to health and happiness for everyone. And in order to do the best job that I can do of introducing the subject is a partner of mine in medical intuition who is amazing, fantastic, also one of my best friends. And I'm so glad she could be on the show. Lisa Denton, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Nice to be with you.
And what we want to do is help our audience understand why medical intuition might be important to them, especially people who don't really respect the world of medicine that much. Mm-hmm. And why should they respect us? And so we have a lot to say about that. And now, Lisa, you are a medical intuitive.
Yeah.
And what do you do for people?
Really, it's about looking at people's energy fields or their flow of energy and discovering where they have blocks in their natural flow, in their physical bodies, in their whole. Really, we're spiritual beings in a physical body, so we're looking at the flow of energy that moves in and around the body. And when you can, or when we can perceive where that's blocked, we can get clues as to why that's blocked. And often where there are blocks in the energy flow is not necessarily where a person might be experiencing a symptom. So I think one of the challenges with the medical community is that they are very focused on treating the symptoms. And at times we need to treat the symptoms. We need to have stitches on a wound that won't stop bleeding. But we also need to find out what is really a deeper source of the symptom if just stitches on the wound isn't actually helping whatever the challenge the person is experiencing.
Right. And often, for instance, I'll see people who have headaches, and I'll see that their blocked energy is in their feet. And once they get a good foot massage or reflexology or some acupuncture, all of a sudden their headaches disappear.
Right, or it could be a misalignment in the spine or the tailbone.
Sure.
Or it could be a hormonal imbalance or an allergy. And if you just keep taking the Advil, that's not going to actually solve the problem. But that's where I think it's very helpful, for example, when you and I can help people like that, because we wouldn't necessarily think of massaging our feet because we have a headache. But often you're right, that could be the source of the headache.
Right, and everybody's different, and every situation is different. And so that's why intuition is so important, because in intuition, we're not guessing. We're actually using intuitive tools. And the
right.
tools have to do with, for instance, for you, you're an excellent clairvoyant, so you can look and see. I always say that my hands see. So energetically, I can be on the phone with somebody, and I can feel all their organs and glands and their circulation. And through feeling it, my hands are actually seeing the quality or the lack of quality of what's going on in those particular parts of the body. And then we can travel with our hands or with our higher vision through the body to see connections or lack of connections that should be there, that are missing, that would solve the problem for people.
Right. I think that's one of the actually important keys, is that although we have very wonderful intuitive abilities, we're also using tools like using our fingers or kinesiology or other tools to test, to muscle test, to make sure that, because we're not medical doctors or I don't have a higher degree in anatomy, we can test oh, I'm feeling or sensing or seeing that there's a weakness in the pelvis, but we can use some other tools to help confirm, is it structural? Is it, oh, is it an organ? Is it, you know, muscular? Is there a problem in the lymphatic system there? And then we can get more clear and more specific information that way. So it's using a number of different tools that really allows us to get specific and to find the root cause of challenges for people.
I always say that's dialoguing in the universe. So what we're really doing in asking these questions, we actually get immediate feedback. And it usually comes in the form of an energy that's strong or weak or light or dark that reveals exactly where the issue is. You know, it shows up in ways that answers our questions. So for us, being intuitive isn't just waiting and hoping that we see or hear something. It's actually knowing the questions and having questions and seeking the appropriate answers that do come. And it's shocking what answers come through, because you and I, we know that we can't be intuitive if we're trying to second-guess things.
Right. It comes from a different place, and I love that phrase, dialoguing with the universe, because it really is about the questions. And often, you and I have spoken about this, we have called each other for help, especially with our family members or people we care about, because our emotions come in and we're a little blocked and we can't always ask the right questions.
About ourselves or our families, because we're too close to them.
That's right. But so we can help each other find the questions and be clear to get objective answers. And that is wonderful, because often, you know, you have presented questions and therefore answers I wouldn't have thought to ask. And I thought, oh, that's so brilliant. That's a new question for me. And it is wonderful. It is about questions, because everything really is energy or information or frequency. And if we just ask the question, we will have access to that frequency or information. It is like a big, giant computer, really.
Right. And you and I are constantly on the search of new questions to ask about the energy field, about the body, about anatomy, about lifestyle, about everything, psychology, you name
right,
it. Because
you know, what's interesting is, talking about medical intuition, many times when someone and I would say most of the time, when someone is challenged with a medical or a physical challenge, there is a correlation between a more emotional, psycho-emotional, or spiritual issue. For example, they never grieved. Someone maybe never grieved the end of a relationship that was too painful, and that pain that they're carrying around has actually really affected their hormonal balance.
Right.
You know, and those are wonderful dots to put together for people. That again is trying to find pieces together to get a bigger whole story for people, so that they can heal on a more complete level.
So you and I have worked with you know, so many people that we have learned how many different stories there can be and how complicated it can get, so that we can learn how to get to the root of things much more easily by having so much experience with so many people, and also learning how the body works, how the energy field works, how it works together or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we put all the pieces together and understand life and human nature and where human nature might be in trouble, both physically and psycho-emotionally, we tie them all together and come up with solutions.
Well, hopefully, most of the time we do, and we're always coming upon new challenges which continue to challenge us to grow more and find more questions and therefore more answers, and that's exciting. You know, we've often been excited when we come upon new ways of looking at things, new discoveries, new questions, new, like, wow, I didn't know that worked with that, you know.
And often that's given to us from higher consciousness, and that happens to me almost every day, where I'm sitting with someone or on the phone with someone, and they have a problem, of course, because that's why they need me to help them solve their problems. And I don't know how to solve their problems, but let's just say the universe does. Higher consciousness, it's out there in the universe that there are answers and solutions, you know, are given to me that I've never heard of before very frequently. And then I often I'll say to somebody, you know, this is the answer that I have for you. And it'll make sense to them completely because it'll fit the patterns that they're working with.
You know, it's interesting because that everyone has intuitive abilities. And what's different is that you and I have just spent so much focus in our lives for so many years on learning how to listen for the answer without an opinion. Because we're not trying to figure it out in our mind. It's like, okay, if I'm thinking about 1 + 1 = 2 and I'm seeing that equation or I'm, you know, it's that part of me, my mind that's figuring it out. It's a whole different way of having an open mind about it and asking the question and experiencing the answer.
Right. We don't have favorite answers.
We don't. And it's actually essential for us to have no opinion or else we can't be like an empty open pot to just have the information available to us.
So that's right. That's why we need the biggest toolbox available that we can acquire.
Someone recently who was a very, very left-brain person and is just for the first time experiencing, I don't know, I was just sitting there and it was a question I'd never even thought about, and all of a sudden the answer just popped in my head. And he said it out loud while I was sitting with him, and it was the same answer I got at the same time, and we both said it out, something that you and I do often, Peter, when we're intuiting together. And it was incredible for this friend to actually realize, oh, that's what it's like. I'm not trying to figure out my mind. And to help, to guide people and reinforce people, we can actually help people learn to develop their own intuitive skills, which is fun to do.
Right. And so you're on the board of the Heart River Center for Intuitive Healing and have taught classes for us, and I'm the director of it. And we have these intuitive development programs. We're just finishing up one this week that has been ongoing for a while. And we're heading into now a series of medical intuition programs, classes, that people are welcome to join. And it's been fascinating to work with people, to work with students who are dedicated to opening up their consciousness to experiencing realities beyond the norm that allow us to do a better job in life.
Right.
And it's so much fun, you know, to help people.
And I think one of the things that's really helpful about the classes is when you're new to using your intuition. I'm sorry, my voice is a little compromised today. but when you're new to using intuition is learning, you know, sort of what the guidelines are. For example, you know, not knowing when you have an emotional investment and knowing that then you're not going to get a clear reading, but also knowing when you can actually feel the excitement of being able to be open and receive information. And we all intuit information differently. It's like you said, you use your fingers to feel energy more, but it's not that you can't see or hear, or we get information in all sorts of ways, but my first way to receive information is usually a visual. But I use my fingers a lot and hearing also, and it's really fun to learn all these different tools. And I think that's what attracted me to the school in the first place and why I'm on the board is I think it's not just one school of thought or one practice, but that opening people up to a whole wide range of learning experiences is thrilling.
And people have different kinds of intuitive strengths. Some people can see easier, some people can feel, and some people can know. And there are people who can work with divining tools such as pendulums or divining rods that are really wonderful at that. And they can, and so in our classes, you know, especially the medical intuition classes, people can use whatever tools they can aspire to.
Mm-hmm.
to help work with the different methods and techniques that come through in the classes. I know that you've always been very proud of Heart River because we're not stuck in any one thing.
Right, absolutely. And it's not just a set. That's right. That it's not any one set practice or one set ideology. It actually incorporates many different understandings and tools, which is wonderful.
Right. Everybody comes from their own power of consciousness and spirit and background and exhibits different strengths. And we're not all strong at the same things in ways that we can actually augment each other. And the students in our classes have really enjoyed getting to know each other and watching each other grow and find their tools and be admiring of each other's tools. And, it's really helpful to
I have to say that sense of any some kind of community is really important because that very old adage, know thyself, is essential. And we know ourselves in terms of our interactions with other people to know where our strengths and where our limitations are. And that's really important because if you can point out to somebody, wait, you always thought that was your challenge, but if you just can move to the left a little bit, you can turn that, that feistiness into your passion, and that's going to be that a tremendous asset for you. Or here's where your blocks are and where your fears are, and that's what's inhibiting you from moving forward and being open to receive a lot more information. And that happens in a sense of community, and especially in the field of intuition where corroboration is so important.
Right. And, for instance, one of the major problems that all of us have are different, let's call them, I don't want to say holes, but dark spots or gaps in our sense of wholeness. Everybody is insecure in one form or another in ways that we need to work on that. And that's really where our maladies show up, is where we're missing our own sense of wholeness. And so it shows up in our bodies and et cetera. And so a lot of what we want to help people do is to return to that wholeness through so many, many, many different ways that have to do with lifestyle, nutrition, all kinds of relationship issues that can resolve themselves, personal growth. And so there are so many different ways to solve problems because of that, because
right.
We can come at a problem from four or five different directions, and people might be better at one direction than another, and so they can solve their problems by utilizing one set of tools we give them versus another set of tools.
Absolutely. That's why, the more we're exposed to, which is so much fun, and why we are, together have enjoyed working together so long, is that we're always exploring new options and new ways of helping people, new healing techniques, new ideas about applications for, herbs or not that we're our naturopathic physicians, we don't claim to be, but our understanding of different things in diet, or some people might be more apt to do a much more spiritual practice, and other people are ready to, okay, I can handle the lifestyle change or the dietary change, or I'm open to acupuncture, or what are the different things that we can bring to people as options to help move the energy? Because we are of mind, body, spirit, if you change the energy in one area, it will change the energy in the other areas.
True. It's bringing every part of the field into integration, and that's really what we can find often with people, is that one part of our energy field isn't speaking to another. and for good reasons, because we've been harmed in certain ways that we throw out blocks and shields and then don't realize how much that's harming us. And yet it's hard to let go because we're in a defensive mode. So you and I can help people find the answers and even see, for instance, I work with a lot of people who have family issues, relationship issues, and help them find the deeper meaning of those relationships and the love and the power in them that they weren't able to see themselves.
Right. Well, I think that for me is although I can look and help people find where the energy blocks are in the body and let them, you know, come up with creative or different kinds of things when the medical community maybe can't find anything in the blood work, but you and I might be able to find something else that you know, actually the whole thing is a structural issue and it's not going to show up in the blood work, or there are parasites and it's not going to show up in the blood work, or something like that. But I think that's the deeper issue is finding, for me, the most fulfilling is finding really the deeper source of where some of those holes or gaps or traumas that are life patterns that we're here to overcome. And usually when somebody has a physical malady, it's because there's some sort of there's some sort of pattern or hold or defense mechanism that they're needing to pay attention to and move past because it's limiting them, and the body is giving them a signal at this time that pattern can no longer be tolerated.
Right, and when people are working with us, it's their time to work with us. It's they're open to the opportunities that we can provide them.
And that's really fulfilling. It's just, I can't even say enough how fulfilling it is to be able to help change people's lives and really and help people move into their wholeness and you know, transmute their distortions or their defense mechanisms or their fears and move into that place of wholeness, and then the physical vitality and balance comes into play. It's a very, very fulfilling field to be in.
And there have been so many students who have come through Heart River who have really been amazing and have amazed themselves. There's such a change in life when you start being more multidimensional and operating with multidimensional tools and awareness, and then bringing it down to earth into our bodies and our psyches in ways that are magical and give us answers and solutions that we couldn't have found otherwise.
Right. Well, I think, and you've kept in more touch than I have, but what's wonderful is through the school, you know, using your intuition actually brings you tremendous benefits in any field of life that you're in, because that multidimensionality that you just mentioned allows you to see things from different perspectives. You're not just standing looking at a chair from one place, or a situation, obviously, or a relationship from one place. You get a chance to walk around from many different angles and get information about it that allows you to be in far greater choice in your life. And then if you have more information, you can be in better choice about how you want to respond. What's the most empowered, clear response?
And with intuition, you can even go inside the chair.
That's right.
As we go inside the body and even inside the bones and inside, you know, it's amazing where we can travel and feel at home in every part of the physiology. And so it's, you know, it's a magical world, and yet it's not easy because not everybody can follow through and fulfill their dreams by easily overcoming their fears, and you know, and so we help people. We keep helping them find answers and feel their wholeness.
I think that's one of the that most people don't understand is we've grown up in a society where we are sort of trained to think that we go to the doctor and take a pill and then we'll feel better. And actually, we have, if you listen to all of the warnings when you hear a medical commercial for, I don't know, a something, beware, these side effects could be. And then I often laugh. I'm like, why would I want to even try that if that could happen? But that really it's a journey and it's a process. And often people don't change until they have to, until they get to that place in their lives where they can't take what the pattern is that is so difficult. And it's a journey of wholeness, as you mentioned earlier. It's a journey of finding out where those holes or traumas or blind spots or you know, distortions to identity, fears, defense mechanisms, all those things, where are they and why are they there and how can we transmute them?
Right. And so it's interesting how there are magical directives that we are being told by higher consciousness to offer mm-hmm. people to maybe they just have to hug people more.
Right.
And then all of a sudden their hearts open and then they're feeling more whole again. And I remember a number of times I would say to people, oh, you need to hug more. And they go, I don't do that. You know, it's like, well, maybe you need to.
Yeah, maybe that could be part of the problem.
Right. Right. I had a client whose four-year-old daughter wasn't producing red blood cells. And I said, well, take her home, have her father hold her in his arms for 3 hours. And during that time, she has to watch her mother do chores around the house. She has to see her mother be very functional and vital while she's protected by her father. And they did that. And right after that, her red blood cells came back into action again.
Oh, I love that.
So we don't know the stories that people need to hear and the actions they need to take that aren't so hard, that don't have bad side effects and actually make them happier and feel more whole. And that's really what the answers are. When we give people answers, the side effects are usually to increase their happiness and feeling more loved.
Absolutely. I have worked with a client recently, and it was just so wonderful to discover that she isn't really mad at everybody, but to find out where that anger in her was, because she didn't want to be an angry person. And when she could finally discover what she was really angry about and then really accept it and connect to it, it's her whole world changed.
Right, and we don't have to be psychotherapists to do that, because we're given those stories from higher consciousness. So people just sit there and they don't have to say anything to me. I'm telling them their life stories and they go, wow, how did you know all that? And then
we've gotten that so many times. How did you know that? Really?
Right. And so it really helps for us to know it and for them to hear it from us and then to hear answers from us, because then they can trust us that we already know their problem. So therefore they can believe we know their answer.
Correct. Absolutely.
Right. So we only have a couple of minutes left, and I want to, for one thing, I'm so grateful to talk with you, Lisa. Lisa Denton, and how do people reach you?
You can reach me through the Heart River School.
Okay, and that can be, so I'll give people that information, because they want to, if they're interested, they can take classes, medical intuition classes starting soon. We have other Monday night classes. The medical intuition classes are on Thursday nights. They're online classes, easy to access by phone or computer. And so it's heartriver.org, H-E-A-R-T, river.org. I'm Peter at heartriver.org. And the phone number is 212-222-7748. And I'd love to hear from people. And if you want to speak with Lisa, connect with Lisa, I'll be so glad to connect you to her. And let's all have fun together, being happy healers.
Absolutely. Always a joy to talk with you. I hope you have a lot of fun in the medical intuition classes. Maybe I'll pop on from time to time and join you. It'd be fun.
That's great. Thanks so much, Lisa Denton.
Absolutely, Peter. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.fm. You already have my contact information. I'd love to hear from you, and thank you so much for listening.